Welcome to another episode of our Schleza podcast. Today we have with us Heather Doig. Heather Doig is an equine registered massage therapist of over 13 years. She's also a registered vet tech, as well as a Schleza Western saddle fitter. Welcome, Heather.
Thanks for having me.
As an equine massage therapist and veterinary technician, I'm sure you often see damage caused from ill-fitting saddles. What would you say is the biggest issue in the fit of Western saddles in today's market?
There are three main issues I see with Western saddles on the market today. First and most common is that the angle at the front of the saddle is too wide or too open, which causes the saddle to come down in front. This puts pressure on the fragile cartilage of the horse's shoulder blades, causing a myriad of issues for the horses. It can also throw off the balance of the rider and change the alignment of the billeting system. Secondly is the length of the bar. Quite often the bars on these saddles are too long for our modern horses, putting too much pressure behind the last rib of the horse. Last but not least is bridging. This is where there's contact in front and behind with a gap in the middle, and this can cause a number of issues as well. Hollowing of the back, uneven pressure, pain, nerve damage, just to name a few.
What is your involvement with Schleza, and how do you feel your background as an equine massage therapist helps you in your role with Schleza?
I became involved with Schleza last year as an independent Western saddle fitter. I actually sought out Schleza after becoming so frustrated seeing horses for the same problem repeatedly. Everything else was right with the horses. Good training, good lifestyle, good feed program, healthy feet. I was seeing these physical problems over and over again, and the only thing missing was properly fitting tack. After I learned about the fit philosophy that Schleza has, fitting to the anatomy and physiology of both the horse and the rider, I was hooked. My background that's heavy in anatomy and physiology of both small and large animal, as well as the more in-depth training I have with hands-on manual techniques for massage, definitely helped me in the courses that I've been taking with Schleza, learning about saddle fit and saddle anatomy, not just horse anatomy.
What type of behavioral issues do you notice in an ill-fitting saddle, and how do those issues improve when a well-fit saddle is used?
The range of behavioral signs that horses give us when their saddle isn't fitting well is huge. It can be as subtle as a little wrinkle under the eye, or as obvious as rearing or bucking, and anything in between. Horses refusing to move forward or backward, not wanting to bend, not being able to track up, hollowing the back, raising the head, pinning the ears, gnashing the teeth, and wringing the tail are all signs that something isn't right and should be looked at. It will never cease to amaze me the difference in the horses once they feel how good a saddle that fits well can actually feel. Sometimes these changes are so fast that it looks like magic. Horses go from not being able to track up to over-tracking and extending like horses that you've never seen before. Just talking about it, I'm getting goosebumps right now.
Thank you, Heather, for joining us today. Please stay tuned for our next episode of our Schleza podcast. Bye for now.